From the United Nations in New York, welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Robert Mueller, the Assistant Secretary General of the UN. He's a welcome and friendly voice on this program. He has recently authored New Genesis, Shaping a Global Spirituality. And Robert, you speak very eloquently in that book about your concern that there be global education. And let me quote briefly from your statement that global education must transcend material, scientific, and intellectual achievements and reach deliberately into the moral and spiritual spheres. And you make reference to a parable written by John Rye Kinghorn in which he envisions a kind of mythical statement he makes to a teacher, pointing up the deficiency in our traditional worldly education. He says, "You helped me extend my hands with incredible machines, my eyes with telescopes and microscopes, my ears with telephones, radios, and sonar, my brain with computers, but you did not help me extend my heart, love, concern to the entire human family. You, teacher, gave me half a loaf." How can, through global education, we rectify that problem and provide the other half of the loaf?
In the first place, the question of global education is now taken in countries like the United States to be primarily an education that would deal with the global aspects of our day-to-day life. Again, it is principally material and intellectual. In other words, you have to tell the children that there is a world environment, that if the child does not contribute to a better environment, multiplied by 4.5 billion people, this is going to create a world damage that might be irreparable. The child has to know that there is an energy shortage, that 4.5 billion people again will need incredible amounts of energy as they continue to develop, and that therefore saving energy is a must by every individual. You have to tell the child that to nourish 4.5 billion people on this planet is an incredible task for the soil we have, and that therefore again the child should not waste food as we do so often, because this is again a behavior that has to change. So on the whole, this is what the first type of global education is doing, and it is high time that this is taking place. But it only reflects that we are still at this juncture of history in a primarily material and intellectual age. Everything is reasoned to the child. And what this statement you read meant, and what also the former Secretary General Utant proclaimed so vividly, is that we have to go beyond the intellect and beyond the material interdependence of this planet. We must also understand that we are one human family, and that we have to care for populations that might be thousands of miles away, that it is not good to live on the same planet where some people are living in overabundance and others are dying as little children. We must care. If you are a member of a family, you care for everybody. And this is one human family under God on a very miraculous planet. So we have to extend now in our evolution, we have to become an ethical and moral society. And this is also expressed in the whole debate on nuclear arms. People know that it is not moral to have armaments on a planet that can destroy all life and the planet itself. This is a new ethics. And beyond that, I believe that we have to enter a spiritual age, a new religious age, because the ethics and the morality, the love which we have for our planet and our brothers and sisters, have a reason only if we consider that life is not an accident, but that life is given by God, given by a cosmic force, that we are part of the universe, that the universe has succeeded something miraculous on this planet, namely to evolve life and an intelligent species, the human species. So we should not think that we're just roaming about on a few rocks and ground on this planet. No, we are cosmic beings. We are divine beings, as all the great religions have told us. And from the moment we will recognize that we are under the rule of God, that we are children of God, children of the universe, from that moment on, it will be easier to find the laws of our behavior. Because if you are a child of God, a miracle, never to be repeated again in the entire universe, no one ever will be created like you, and even if someone were created like you, he or she will not live in the same circumstances. So where every one of us is unique. Now, if you are unique, if you are a miracle of trillions of cells, intelligence, eyesight, and so on, knowledge, how could I harm you? How could I hurt you? And how could you hurt me? And this is why all the religions have as their first commandment, thou shalt not kill. And this must be the law on this planet, thou shalt not kill, not even in the name of a nation, not in the name, in any case, of a religion, because there's still killing going on in the name of religion.